soldiers, this is Hawkeye News. Bravo, Bravo, Sam, incoming. Report for duty now.
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. As reported by the National Review, in 2023, data from the CDC states that the fertility rate in America has dropped to 1.62 births per woman. That's the lowest rate in a century, which means Americans are not having enough children to replace themselves. LifeNews.com reports that the economic problems that stem from this lower birth rate, worker shortages, lack of support for the elderly, higher rates of prostitution. There were about 3.5 million total births last year and 392,000 abortions. But since 1973, after Roe v. Wade was passed, over 63 million still-forming humans have been chopped and pulled plumb out of their wombs, their covering, their cave. Yes, since Roe v. Wade, 63 million unknowns have died, but we conveniently reframe infanticide into a self-righteous soundbite, my body, my right. As reported by Mercola.com, research published in the American Heart Association journal Circulation, Arrhythmia, and Electrophysiology found an association between drinking sweetened beverages and atrial fibrillation, or AFib. That's an abnormal and often rapid heartbeat that happens when the upper chambers of the heart beat out of sync with the lower chambers. Aspartame, which is known as NutraSweet, is also a common sweetener in many diet drinks. It has aspartic acid, which is similar to glutamate, an ingredient in MSG. The dangers of aspartame were discovered by researcher and attorney James Turner and Dr. John Olney in the 60s and the 70s. These two men had evidence that aspartame was causing brain damage, tumors, seizures, and changes in animal brain chemistry, and would have the potential to affect pregnant women and young children. But they were overridden by the FDA. This powerful advocate for truth, James Turner, died in 2022, but we have audio from him that tells the story of how aspartame came to market despite the danger.
My name is Jim Turner. I'm an attorney in Washington, D.C., and I've been working on stopping aspartame NutraSweet since 1970. This product is a dangerous product made up of three neurotoxins, any one of which could cause you health problems. Combined, it's really dangerous. The most interesting thing, however, is it's on the market because of politics. When we started attacking NutraSweet back in 1970, we were able to actually keep it off the market for 11 years until 1981. And we had a public board of inquiry convened by the FDA, which ruled that it should not be marketed. The data showed it was likely to be a cancer-causing chemical. This was in 1980. 1 month after that board ruled, Ronald Reagan was elected president, and Donald Rumsfeld, the president of the company that made NutraSweet, that made aspartame, was on the transition team and arranged for a particular person to be made commissioner of the FDA, who overruled the public board of inquiry, overruled all scientists at the FDA who had looked at it, and overruled the public board of inquiry who were outside scientists. So we have here the combination of political toxicity and biological toxicity working together and creating serious problems. After that product went on the market, the number of glioblastomas, the cancerous tumor that showed up in the brains of mice in the studies we were relying on, increased by 10% in the United States in the human population.
Thank you for listening to Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. I'm Sam Ray.